Abraham Lincoln, 200 years ago, he was born. The Civil War, of course, was what an event it was for our country. Has there been a bigger one? So we have an expert on not only sci-fi and technology, but also Lincoln himself. Roger McBride Allen, who along with his dad wrote a book all about how Abraham Lincoln used this technology. The current president, Barack Obama, obviously has a lot of technology at his disposal. But let's go back to the Civil War. Explain to me how Abraham Lincoln used technology to win that war.
Well, if you went to reach for Obama and his BlackBerry, I'll come back with Mr. Lincoln and his telegraph.
Good point.
He, at times, just about lived in the telegraph office, which was right next to the White House. So he'd get up in the morning, walk over to the telegraph office. He might return there a couple of times during the day.
Okay.
And during a major battle, he was there receiving the messages as they were coming in and directly issuing orders to the commanders, asking them questions, telling them what to do,
wow,
following up on other things. He was running the war at not every moment of it, but at times just about in real time.
We know, Roger, certainly our first president, George Washington, was a true commander-in-chief, but perhaps the next one that really was as hands-on as possible was Abraham Lincoln.
Absolutely, and in a way that Washington and no other president before him could be. The last war the United States had been in, the most recent war the United States had been in, was the Mexican-American War, which was thousands of miles away over impossible to terrain and very hard to get to. The president at the time learned that our side had won the war by reading it in the newspaper because communications were so poor that the War Department did not have its own telegraph set up to the battlefront. They had to rely on newspapers, which had done a better job of stringing cable and getting information.
So, like surveillance balloons, he used them, and I don't think that the South did they?
Well, the South did to a very limited extent. They had much more limited resources. The South tried a couple of times to respond to the Union surveillance balloons with its own, but they just had a lot of bad luck, was the short form on that. Once you did get a balloon up there, you could see what the other side was doing, and it was tremendously valuable. And for various reasons that had more to do with Army politics than anything else, the North abandoned them about halfway through the war, and that baffled the Confederates because they didn't understand why the Union was throwing away this advantage.
Roger, you really put together a beautiful book, Mr. Lincoln's High-Tech War, and I've got a link to it at 700WLW.com. Speaking of technology, here on Lincoln's birthday,